My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Charles Carlson, C-H-A-R-L-E-S-C-A-R-S-O-N. This dictation was done on October 31st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has improved since the last visit. And is related to obstructive uropathy secondary to urinary retention, period, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process, period. His most recent labs reveal BUN of 32 from 61, creatinine of 1.8 from 3.1, and a GFR of 37 from 18, period. Since the last visit, he was treated for urinary tract infection with Cipro by his primary care provider, period. He reports feeling much better. There is no significant activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. The urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 202.6 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 416 milligrams, period. This proteinuria is likely related to the cessation of the Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period, which we had stopped at the last visit due to the drastic decrease in the GFR. Period. We may consider restarting it in the future, but for now, we will just monitor the kidney functions to make sure it does not drop again, period. His most recent pelvic ultrasound, dated 10/25/22, reveals pre-void volume of 680 cc's and post-void volume of 130 cc's. The prostate was not visualized due to the significant bowel gas. So urinary retention is definitely a factor here, period. We will refer him to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, urologist, for further workup. We also advise that he follows up with his primary care provider for management, period. He has gained 7 pounds since the last visit. However, this could be related to water weight, water retention, as there is evidence of mild edema bilaterally. Period. He is currently wearing compression stockings. Period. Emphasize the importance of decreased overall fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, as well as sodium limitation of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, urinary retention. As per number one, we referred him to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, urologist, for further evaluation. Period. The patient states he had a TURP in the past, but he would benefit for a urology consult. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 10.6. Period. The patient states he had stopped taking the uloric. As a matter of fact, he had never started taking it. Period. We emphasize the importance of taking the uloric to decrease his uric acid level to prevent crystallization of his vessels, which can further complicate his health. Period. We provided him with written instructions and written information on the recommended diet, period. We will repeat the uric acid level, period. If it is still elevated, we may discuss the addition of Krystexxa therapy to help with elimination of the uric acid crystals in the body, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease, which is stable at this time. He goes to the Florida Cancer Center for treatment. His most recent H&H is 10 and 32%, period. Next line, hyperkalemia, which has resolved. His recent serum potassium is 4.4 from 5.7, period. This improvement is because we discontinued the Kerendia as well as the lisinopril, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with a stable blood pressure of 124 over 45. Continue with the current regimen. He is not taking the lisinopril anymore. However, he is still taking furosemide diuretic 40 milligrams daily. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable, continue with the current regimen. Next line, renal cysts, which is benign, continue to monitor. Next line, GERD, without symptoms. Next line, atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Next line, cardiomyopathy. He follows with the cardiologist. Next line, PAD status post-vent. No evidence of ulcers noted. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and